This is Bill Satterley welcoming you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. Kent's not with me tonight, so I'm running solo. I'm going to kick off the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz with an Irby Green CD entitled The Melodic Tones of Irby Green. It's on the Bethlehem label, and it's entitled East Coast Jazz Series Number 6. The name of the tune that I'm going to play is Just One of Those Things. Green and Just One of Those Things. Irby had to kind of compete with J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding and some of the West Coast like Bob Innavoldsen or Frank Rossellino, but he played a very, I think, melodic trombone. I'm now going to go to the organ sound of Jimmy McGriff from a CD entitled The Worm. And the tune is called Keep Loose, featuring Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Jimmy McGriff on organ, Bob Bushell on bass, Grady Tate drums. Keep Loose. Thank you. Jimmy McGriffin playing a tune entitled Keep Loose, and if you danced to that, you would have to be Keep It Loose. I'm not going to go to a vocalist that I don't think anyone associates with jazz at all. It's from a CD entitled I Get a Kick Out of Jazz, and it features a lot of the contemporary singers like Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, etc. The tune I'm going to play is a George Gershwin tune from Porgy and Bess, It Ain't Necessarily So, featuring Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Conrad Herwig on trombone, John Schofield on guitar, Stefan Harris vibes, Tommy Flanagan piano, Dave Holland bass, and Jackie DeJohnay on drums. But the vocalist doing this particular cut is Sting.
Necessarily so, it ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I teach that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who caused that living when no gal'll give in to no man who's 900 years? Thank you. Jah Nah, he lived in a well. Oh, Jah Nah, he lived in a well. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jah Nah, he lived in a well. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Oh, I take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who caused that living when no gallows given to no man was 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessarily, ain't necessarily, ain't necessarily so.
That was Sting doing Ain't Necessarily So, and you're probably not going to hear him sing too many more jazz tunes, although I thought he did a pretty good job. I'm going to now go to a Pacific Jazz CD that I call one of my Desert Island 10. It's called Grand Encounter, 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west. It's a quintet, so the two from the east are John Lewis and Percy Heath, and from the west would be Bill Perkins, Chico Hamilton, and James Hall, doing a tune entitled Love Me or Leave Me.
Thank you.
Was Love Me or Leave Me with John Lewis, and you could tell his distinct style of playing the piano. A beautiful laid-back ballad. So I'm going to go now to one of the great piano players, Oscar Peterson. He's going to hook up with Ben Webster on tenor sax, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen drums, doing a tune entitled Bye Bye Blackbird. Mm-hmm. Oscar Peterson doing Bye Bye Blackbird. I hope I'm not putting you to sleep, so I'm going to pick up the big band sound of Bill Holman doing a tune entitled Front Runner.
Thank you.
That was Bill Holman Big Band doing a tune entitled Front Runner. I'm now going to go to Indianapolis' own J.J. Johnson from a CB entitled Let's Hang Out. And the name of the tune is You Are No One, and it features J.J. Johnson on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Renee Ronez on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Louis Nash drums. It's You or No One. J.J. Johnson doing It's You or No One. I'm going to finish out the final set portion of this week's Feeling of Jazz with Chicago's own Ahmad Jamal. And the tune that he's going to play is one that is probably known best for, entitled Poinciana. The liner notes really don't give any indication who he's playing with. And it's all likelihood, since he spent a lot of time in Chicago, it was at the London House that they recorded it. But let's listen to Poinciana.